few people to say the first word that comes to their mind after hearing the name Bismillah Khan, I'm sure most of them will say Shehnai. Bismillah Khan's name is so deep associated with Shehnai. If you think of one, the other automatically comes to mind. In fact, the name Bismillah Khan and the word Shehnai are almost synonyms. Ustad Bismillah Khan was an outstanding Shehnai player, and for this contribution in Indian music, he received several awards. Bismillah Khan was born in a small village in Bihar. His father was a Shehnai player. When he was just 6, Bismillah Khan moved to Varanasi and started learning to play the Shehnai from his maternal uncle. His name was Ali Bakhsh. He had talents and was a keen learner. But for talent to shine, one has to work hard. Bismillah Khan worked very hard, very hard. He practiced till he attained perfection. He was inspired by the flowing waters of the river Ganges. Did you know that it was through Bismillah Khan's efforts that the Shehnai was recognized as a classical music instrument? We all have some quality of the other. Bismillah Khan had many. This portion of Bismillah Khan's biographical sketch mentions some of these qualities. It also highlights his love for his city and country. We know that there are many ways to spread peace. Bismillah Khan tried to spread peace and brotherhood through his music. He firmly believed in Hindu-Muslim unity. In 1947, when India became independent, Bismillah Khan was invited to play the Shehnai at the Red Fort. What an honor. And do you know how old he was at that time? Bismillah Khan was just 30 years. Bismillah Khan performed not just in India, but also in many countries around the world. After all, music has no boundaries. He had a special relationship with his Shehnai, and when he died in 2006, it was buried with him.